Back here on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is your local sports fix, getting you till the end of the show here, 5:50. Jim Coyle from Indiana Sports Beat is here on WREF, talking about IU football and their undefeated start to the season. 3-0 after a game that, by margin, probably should have counted as two wins, a 73-0 demolition of Indiana State to cap off non-conference play. Jim, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
Always great. Always appreciate talking to you and getting another chance to talk to everybody in Evansville area.
Well, everyone in Evansville that is an IU fan is happy about the record, but everyone is also a little bit concerned right now about what the Hoosiers actually lost from their win. Let's talk about the injury, because going into a game like this against an FCS team, you're already 2-0. I think everyone's just saying, okay, get through the game healthy, and they did not. Lee Beebe, maybe the best running back they have in an otherwise very deep running back room, he's done for the year, non-contact injury. What does this mean for the Hoosiers?
Well, it means that great depth they had at running back has shrunk. Not that they don't have other players that will step up, but he was one of the – he may have been the leading rusher. I don't have all everyone else's stats in front of me, but he had rushed for 209 yards already in three games and a touchdown for Indiana. But he had a very high per-carry average, and he was just a mainstay. As a matter of fact, Roman Hemby was the workhorse in the first game, but then it was Lee Beebe. And then Lee Beebe was just – they had so many guys that could rush the ball, which is a great thing to have. But it hurts, man, when you lose depth like that at a position where you're using the guy, of course. And he was a third-team All-AAC selection last year. If there's any good in this, which it's not really, but at least it happened within the first four games. He can now redshirt and save his year of eligibility for next year, and he's only a junior. So there's that. But you're going to have to get past that, and that's bad timing when you have the biggest home game since 1967 for Indiana as number 9 Illinois comes in. And the reason it's the biggest, Brian, is because in any other situation, if it's Ohio State or Michigan or Penn State coming in highly ranked, there was never a time where Indiana, where we thought, oh, they've got a shot to win this game, or they should win that game. That's not the case here. They've got a top 10 Illinois team coming in, which they are quite capable of beating, and I will pick them to win the game. We'll see how that plays out, but this is a gigantic game in the lore of Indiana football when you have a top 10 team that you could actually win this game, and that whoever wins this game is going to be on start their trajectory towards a CFP finish. The loser is going to have an uphill battle. Now Illinois has a much easier schedule than say Indiana, but if Indiana can get this win under their belt, a top 10 win, and then go to Iowa, win on the road, they can, if they lose at Oregon, it should not hurt that much. They're a top five team, maybe the top team in the country, from what I've seen so far. But then you also have to go to Penn State later, which is another top five team. So your schedule is more than worthy, and you have the opportunity to do what people have complained about, not beat someone of consequence. A top 10 team and a road win at Iowa, that covers that to me.
Jim Coyle from Indiana Sports Beat is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lawn Expressway, an Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. ESPN1000.com. You can hear Jim Coyle on his show from 1 to 3 every single weekday talking IU football and basketball. But, hey, it's football season. And I do want to ask you a little bit more about the Indiana State game. But first, you're talking about this Illinois game as kind of the Super Bowl for this program over the past few years or even few decades, i.e. the biggest game that they've seen at Memorial Stadium. And I get it. I'll ask you this. What does IU have to do to pull off this win, to fulfill this prophecy that Jim Coyle right now is saying, hey, I'm picking them? Well, what do they have to do to prove you right?
The defensive line has got to show up. They have got to make, at best, make life difficult for the Illinois quarterback, who has shown himself to be very capable. And I don't really know how much of a running game Illinois has. They've been mostly passing. So that is going to be a point of emphasis and turnover margin. They have zero turnovers in their first three games at six takeaways. Indiana is five takeaways with one turnover on their side. So this is kind of evenly matched there. You've got to protect the ball. You cannot turn the ball over and give Illinois another opportunity to score, because that will just provide, make life difficult for yourself. Taking care of the ball is of the utmost importance in this game, because I think there could be a lot of scoring with both teams predominantly passing in this game, although Indiana does have a solid run game, and that includes having lost Lee Beattie. The depth has gone down, but they've still got Kalon Black and all Big Ten performer Roman Hemby for Illinois to deal with. So Indiana has got a little bit better balanced offense, in my opinion. We'll see how that matters, but that's pretty much the recipe, man. You've got to get to the quarterback against Illinois.
Yeah, and they certainly did that against Indiana State. Granted, they were supposed to, because ISU is an FCS team. They're in a different, completely stratosphere as IU, and they took care of business last week, 73-0, getting ready for the Big Ten opener at home against the top 10 Illinois team. It kind of feels like a rite of passage for both teams en route to the college football playoff. Now, in looking at this game, you're talking about the Illinois game, that is. You're talking about turnovers, and at least I was impressed by IU's running backs shoring up the football a little bit. We saw them drop the ball once or twice earlier to start the year, and that wasn't necessarily a problem against Indiana State. Is that at all a concern going into Illinois, saying, hey, you got to try to turn this team over? Illinois, they've taken care of the football. I'm looking at IU, ball security in the air. Mendoza, a lot more accurate against Indiana State last week, and it looks like he's just about ready. He's connected with Omar Cooper and the rest of the receivers and the running backs. Even without BB, they're doing a better job in taking care of the football. So are you at all concerned about ball security for IU?
No, like you said, they've done a good job and gotten better at everything. I agree. Last week, I don't care who the opponent was, just looking at Fernando Mendoza and what he's doing, man, his throws looked really crisp, on target. He was kind of locked into Omar Cooper Jr. as they connected four times for four touchdowns. The week before, it was three touchdowns to Elijah Surratt. So there's seven touchdowns to just the two receivers in two games. So he really seemed like he was a lot more comfortable and locked in and going through his progressions. So I think hey, this is going to be a different animal. If they can get to the quarterback, if they can make life rough on Fernando and force him out of the pocket, well, that will alter things, but at least he has the legs to run. And it's going to be very interesting. But Indiana is a 4.5-point favorite at home, which I'm a little surprised by that, Brian. I didn't. It's a home game, and, of course, Indiana is tough. But it doesn't make sense to me. If this team is ranked in the top 10 and this team is 10 spots lower, why are they a 4.5-point favorite?
No, definitely a good question, but this team definitely has proven that they do belong. You know, you mentioned Omar Cooper and certainly being connected with Mendoza. I kind of want to know how much stock you put into a 4-touchdown performance against Indiana State. We know that he can play. That was a different level. That's a career high for him, and obviously a big deal for him going into Illinois. How much differently do you feel about Omar Cooper now than you did, say, this time last week?
His talent was already there. It was more about Fernando Mendoza getting comfortable. And because the first game, he didn't target Elijah Surratt at all in the first half of that game. And then I think he had 5 catches for the game. But it was like, dude, why are you not throwing to your All-American? So it's just been getting comfortable in this offense, getting comfortable in game situations. They practice all summer and fall camp and all that, but now it's real. Now you're going against people who are really trying to disrupt you, and they're trying to stop what you're doing. So it's been clear to see him progress. Like I said, those passes just looked on, and now you've got, it's not just 2 targets and Elijah Surratt and Omar Cooper Jr. You got E.J. Williams as well, who is also a threat. And Fernando looks pretty comfortable. And if Indiana's running game is also up and going, that could be a real problem for Illinois.
Illinois coming off of a 45-19 win against Duke on the road. The number 9 Illini making Duke look like an FCS team. IU taking advantage of an FCS team in Indiana State from this past Friday. Getting ready for the game, Indiana versus Illinois on Saturday. Of course, we'll have the action on 97.7 FM. A 6:30 kick, a 5:30 start to the pregame show right here on 97.7. That's Jim Coyle from Indiana Sports Beat. Hear his show every single weekday from 1 to 3 right here on WREF. Jim, thank you so much. You're the man.
Appreciate you, Brian. Have a great rest of the week.
Hey, before I let you go, I know you said that you're going to pick IU. You got a score for us, and what does that look like in your head?
Boy, that's a great question, because I don't have a clear picture on Indiana's defense right now, the defensive line. You know, they had to replace a lot of big-time parts, and you're going up against Luke Altemeyer, who is a veteran quarterback. Can Indiana slow him down? But I think I can see some scoring in this game. Indiana is definitely going to score, and I will go with 38-24.
All right. You heard it here first. 38-24, 73-0, all works the same. As long as IU gets this crucial win at Memorial Stadium, we'll take it. Again, Jim, really appreciate the time.
Always a pleasure.
Always the right call on WREF 1-3. You can hear Indiana Sports Beat right here on 97.7. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, and driven by D. Patrick Nissan on 97.7. Listen to TheRef.com and the WREF mobile app.